Yeah, I mean, I think that is super important to allyship, to creating, specifically talking to, like, a women's movement or how we can work together, right? I want to say, yeah, that's Audre Lorde, right? Mm-hmm. How she also has that quote where she's like, there's no such thing as a single issue movement, or because we don't live singular lives, yes, something yeah. like that, right? And that has always stuck to me, right? And we see that play out not just like in the women's movement, but like in, I talk a lot about like in the Chicano movement, right? Mm-hmm. Where women were often told that right now the focus is on racial justice, and that things like gender or issues around gender or sexuality were not significant, mm-hmm. Or had to take the back seat because right yeah. now we needed to focus on, you know, racism and issues around women's issues or queer women's issues mm-hmm. were marginalized, right? And part of why movements fall apart is because we don't begin with that frame, right? Yeah. Or we don't make sure that those voices are, if not represented, at the center of those conversations, right? And I think, in thinking about the women's movement in particular, any movement I think we need to center the voices of those that are the most marginalized, mm-hmm. Whether that's trans women of color, queer women of color, right? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of my feminism lessons of comes from queer women of color, right? And I think they have been doing this work. It's not that they just recently, but that work speaks to so many of issues that I think can help us understand how we can work together.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to center the voices of those that are the most marginalized, because they have that knowledge or awareness that others don't, right? And by beginning with their voices, we're gonna tackle issues of race, class, because they are the ones that have that very subaltern ways of knowing, because they are, you know, their identities affect how they navigate the world in ways that, even as a brown woman, right? But I have many privileges that I have to continuously interrogate and reflect on that have allowed me to navigate the world in a very different way mm-hmm. than someone who is trans, who is queer. And hearing from them often, I think, teaches me what I need to do also with those privileges, right?
Yeah.
So it's important, I think, to center their voices and to use, again, Crenshaw's intersectionality framework,
yes.
right? Yeah. Intersectionality is so important, but for whatever reason, is really hard for us to think about it in any particular issue, not just, like, women's issues.